Track 8. Exercises 3 to 5. Page 115.
Number of women working behind the camera in Hollywood today remains small, and that makes the career of Lois Weber all the more remarkable. She directed at least 138 movies, either shorts or feature-length, in the silent film era. Most are lost, but two of her most important films have been restored. KUNC's Howie Mofshevitz reports.
Lois Weber became the first American woman to direct a feature-length dramatic film with The Merchant of Venice in 1914.
In her day, she was considered one of the three great minds of the early film industry, alongside D.W. Griffith and Cecil B. DeMille.
Shelley Stamp, who wrote the notes for the Weber DVDs, says the filmmaker often took a different tack from her contemporaries.
She was a very vocal advocate for cinema's ability to portray complex social issues in a popular narrative form. She considered cinema what she called a voiceless language. And by that, I think she meant cinema had an ability to convey ideas to anybody, regardless of their educational level, regardless of their command of English, right? At a period when there were many immigrants to the U.S. who did not speak English as a first language.